You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's time to get into a game that has definitely impacted the masses in a way that usually you don't see from the competition, as far as the outstanding game having such a dominance after a Power World has been released, after a Helldivers 2 is released. You would think that is harder to crack into just the top tier selling games when those games are already having a lot of people consumed in its immersive world, right? So with Dragon Dogma 2, developed by Capcom, directed by Hideaki Itasuno, hopefully I said that right. I don't know. I probably messed that all the way up. But the development process for this game took about 5 years. That's why I highlighted the developers and things of that nature. It's out on all platforms currently. But the biggest thing with that is the sales for this game is tremendous. Top selling game currently on PlayStation. Top selling game currently on Xbox. And as far as PC, is top 10 with 72,000 players currently, with the overall peak being, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, with the overall, well, this is a 24-hour peak being 131,000. So when you get into that, Dragon's Dogma 2 obviously isn't just the biggest game ever, as Power World, Helldivers 2. I mean, Helldivers 2 is still top 4 as far as best-selling on PC. Now, as far as Power World, one could argue that that game is no longer as prevalent as it once was. I mean, looking at the overall all-time statistics, it's cemented in stone as far as having one of the greatest releases out the gate ever. But now we transition into who's impacting the charts currently And I'm sorry to tell Power World fans, but y'all game is just nowhere to be found. So I don't think that's a slight in Power World, as they currently still have 33,000 current. But seeing how Dragon's Dogma has 71,000 current, Helldivers 2 has 155,000 current, it's one of those to where people are playing that game more often than Power World, which is okay, because of course we came out the gate saying it was the Pokemon killer, you know what I mean? But hey, at some point they're going to have to come back, and hopefully they can drive the hype back into the game like it once was. But now it seems like everybody's moved on. And what is one of the games where everybody's moved on to? Of course, the game right here, Dragon's Dogma 2, which if you want to see some gameplay, go to Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But anyways, the biggest thing about this game is that it's an original story, of course. You're cursed by a great dragon. Arisen, chosen to face the dragon, involves a party of heroes, pawns, and geopolitical conflicts. Basically, the pawns you can have in this game, I think, is the biggest X factor in the excitement that people have. I mean, I literally saw somebody having a whole Kanye, and yes, Kanye West pawn in this game. And if you don't believe me, hold on, let me make sure if I can pull this up, because I didn't even think I was going to have to pull this up, because I forgot about this. Dragon's Dogma 2. Because there's so many different creative options they give you in making your character in Dragon's Dogma, that now, when somebody comes with a whole rendition of Kanye West, you can actually use him as a part of your party in the game. And this is what he looks like. Shout out to TBH, you know, the GOAT of content creation. But here is him showcasing basically a pawn and Kanye West. And the way that it works is it's like pawn codes for these specific pawns that people create. So he was just trying to find out the pawn code for this specific one, as obviously somebody made a perfect rendition of Kanye West. But there's like Taylor Swift in the game. There's Kratos in the game. There's all type of customizable options. And I don't know if that's just the PC port of the game, because, you know, of course, whenever you get into PC, you have more liberties you can take when you're creating certain things, because you can upload different mods and things of that nature. But that is also the exciting factor, as now people can have any pawn they want a part of the party as they go through the world. And the story is basically you fighting with a party at all times. It's a party of heroes fighting at all times, going throughout the bitter black isles and confronting powerful monsters, basically revealing the fate of past arise and turn monsters. And basically there's an ending, but you know, I don't want to spoil it. And the way I say there is an ending, meaning that just like multiple paths. Obviously, there's like two paths, but I'm not trying to spoil it. The game is very immersive. 5 years of development is showing all throughout the world. So what I want to get into is just some of the things that a lot of people are focusing on, as Dragon's Dogma 2 has its share of controversy like any other game. Apparently, the fast travel mechanic is a microtransaction, but the way that you can fast travel in a game can obviously be, well, not obviously, because people wouldn't be upset, but you can unlock the fast travel mechanic by playing the game and gaining certain items that allow you to fast travel. But because of the fast travel mechanic being...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The microtransaction has a lot of people up in arms, which I'm not mad at. You know, if you can earn something in game, but it's also a microtransaction, I'm not mad at people pointing out the microtransaction, because why is it there in the first place if you can get it or earn it in game? Maybe you're trying to capitalize off of people not wanting to play the game and buy the microtransaction, which is the fast travel. And so to that, I say, if you haven't played the game, it's only so much vitriol you can have towards a video game for having microtransactions. But if you have played the game, seems like those people aren't really upset with the microtransactions because they're easily attainable by playing the game. So the controversy with Dragon's Dogma 2 that released March 22nd, so it's still a fresh, you know, brand new game in retrospect, is seemingly only coming from people who haven't played the game, which is interesting because it seems like the microtransactions was there in the first place for people who don't really want to play the game to gain certain perks, right? So that's the biggest thing I wanted to touch on. Nothing really too much to get into. At the end of the day, Dragon's Dogma is selling tremendously. You know, granted, it just came out like, what, seven, eight days ago. But with it being in top 10 of PlayStation, it being top 10 Xbox, not even top 10, number one Xbox, number one on PlayStation, top 10 on PC Steam charts, is one of those impacting games out the gate. And I don't want to dog on any other games. We may be touching on it in this episode, but let's say some other games came out around the same time and seems to be struggling to sell as well as a Dragon's Dogma is doing right now. Shout out to the Final Fantasy and Rise of Ronin fans out there. But hey, I said I wasn't gonna say any names, you know what I'm saying? I didn't say the name. I'm messy, ain't I? Anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Dragon Dogma 2 success so far? And if you've played the game, what is your favorite aspect about Dragon's Dogma 2?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.